I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome back to
Every Blonde Needs a Brunette,
brought to you by
your favourite blonde brunette duo. I'm Grace Shadrack, the blonde.
I'm Grace Foley, the brunette.
And this podcast is us spilling all the tea, all the gossip
on our trips to major fashion capitals this year.
The secrets that are too hot for us to spill on YouTube.
They're coming on this podcast.
So get ready.
Welcome back.
Happy Monday, guys.
It's G&G.
We're back. This is Every Blonde Needs a Brunette, your favourite
duo. Hope you're all having a gorgeous Monday.
We're doing something a bit different today, as you guys know. We're taking a little break from the travel podcast.
Because we've run out of ideas.
Because we're not travelling at the moment.
So today, instead, we are doing a good old-fashioned
Q&A.
YouTube classic Q&A.
We used to always do a Q&A.
I mean, I still love watching them. The only video I watch of YouTubers are Q&As, but I just listen to them as I do things around the house, so... I mean, putting it on a podcast is the perfect option. I think it makes more sense to do it on a podcast.
Yeah.
You don't really need to see our faces when...
When a Q&A is happening. When a Q&A is in place.
Yeah, there's no point.
Okay, I'll ask you guys on Instagram some questions.
Let's just get straight into it because we've got a lot.
Okay, if you didn't do YouTube/social media... Oh, what was that?
Social media. Right, lispy.
If you didn't do YouTube/social media... What would have been your dream career? Let's do realistic dream. And then dream.
Okay.
Like, what do you actually think you'd be doing? And then what would you like to be doing?
Realistically, like two options. First option would be studying something at uni. So studying, I mean, if I was to go uni, I'd always want to study in London and live in London. And I'd study fashion or business or something like that. Something boring. Well, it's not really boring. It's just, I don't know. And then either that or I would get a job in London in an office and just live a very, it's not a boring life, just a very, I think I'd do well in an office. I like the idea of styling looks and
that's why you want to go.
Yeah, I want to wear cute.
You want to style like an
I want to wear
skirt,
cute office outfits.
A little pencil skirt.
Yeah. So that's the only thing I'd get excited about in the day of working in an office would be the outfit. But, you know, I think I'd live a nice life.
So you think you'd be working in an office?
Or studying.
Or studying,
yeah. At the minute, if I was to... Say YouTube just stopped and I couldn't do it anymore, I'd pick to study in London and then do a course that lets you live in a different country for a year.
Yeah.
That's okay. What I would do.
I was probably... Going back, I would have gone to sixth form. And that was my original idea, and to do a BTEC in business.
Yes.
So I would never have gone to fashion college. And then I would have been... I never was going to go to uni. I'm not a uni girl. I don't like uni. My sister goes, I don't want to go. So I never would have gone to uni. But I probably would have had like a job in London.
I do think the uni experience in London, though, would be very different. It would be like our friend in Milan's experience. It wouldn't be like the drinking every day. Like, no one does that, I don't think, in London.
But I would rather like work in London than go to uni in London. Like, uni's just not my thing, you know? Some people, it's for them. Some people, it's
not. I would only do it to... get to live in a different city for a year, because otherwise how would we do it? That would never have been an option for us.
And also I wouldn't probably need uni if I was doing like a business or a fashion job. I'd need a degree, so I wouldn't go because it's a bit pointless for me. Okay, and then what would be like your dream? Like, obviously this is the dream career, but you can't have this.
Dream would be to somehow get like a job in marketing for a designer brand like Dior, but I think you have to go uni for that.
Mm-hmm.
you definitely have to go uni.
I don't think you need to go to uni for. I think you just need like loads of good contacts and contacts.
No, but I think you've got to work your way up. But I think they do only take you seriously if you have a degree. Unfortunately, I think that's how it is.
I think if you've worked at like Harvey Nichols, I think you could get a job. I worked here. It's work experience. It's what they want.
I do think you could get a job in some. I don't know. I think they would.
You could tell we have different opinions.
I think a brand like Dior would want a degree.
I don't think
100% so. They would. A brand like ASOS, I don't think would, but a brand like Dior,
they
would.
You can tell we differ when it comes to uni, like our opinion on uni.
Mine's changed. I used to be like, I don't need a degree, blah, blah, blah. But I do think people will take you. Maybe you could get the job, but I think they wouldn't take, I don't think they'd take you seriously.
Mm.
Which is bad.
We differ with opinion.
Because experience is better, but my opinion's changed as I've gotten older. No, I don't want to go, but I do think to get a really high up job, you would need a degree. Because
mm-hmm.
every European has a degree. Like French people, the French students, they all have degrees.
Mm.
It's like, yeah, I think.
The only reason I don't think that is because my sister has loads of friends with uni degrees, none of them can get jobs. And then like, my sister knows someone that did a degree in fashion, and her job isn't the best. And then she knows someone that didn't go to uni and got a job in fashion and is working a lot higher. I don't know. It probably depends on the career you want to do as
maybe.
Well.
Maybe.
Like my sister does psychology. She could never do that without a degree. Never.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really comment because I have no clue. But you've just told me that, and I'm like, oh, well.
It depends on what job you want to do, to be honest. Like, if you want to do, like, photography or anything a bit more creative, you probably don't. But then if you want to do something serious, you definitely need a degree, for sure.
Or, like, a doctor. Like, you can't be a doctor without a degree.
No.
But
I think the thing now, because so many people have a degree, it's not that special. Whereas before,
it's not that special,
like,
but maybe they wouldn't even look at your CV if you don't have one now. Maybe because everyone's got it.
We're both not going to uni, so...
Good luck.
Good luck to us. So your dream job would be, like, working in Dior?
For marketing.
So choosing
influencers to create campaigns with.
Yeah,
that'd be
fun.
That'd be so fun. Or Chanel or something.
My dream career would be a burlesque dancer. it always has been. I'd move to America and become a burlesque dancer. I'd be the new Dita Von Teese.
I mean, with that kind of mindset, you would.
That would just be my dream career. I'm sorry. But then it could also go really wrong. No one wants you, and then you earn, like, nothing.
Yeah, you'd have to move back
home. Do you know what I mean? Or you'd, like, become Dita Von Teese with, like, a social media presence. And she's, like, the number one burlesque star. Guys. Now, should I just, like, quit my job?
I mean, I feel like I wouldn't be surprised. Would you actually move to America on your own?
Yeah.
Would you miss your family, though?
Yeah, but I think they would actually end up moving. My mum wants to move to Florida anyway, so I think she would just be like, okay, this is my sign to move.
Maybe.
My sister, she'll probably move to Australia. We'll all just be dotted all over the place.
Maybe.
So realistically, we'd both be working in an office job, really, wouldn't we?
Yeah, because I wouldn't mind working in an office. It just depends what you do in the office.
Yeah, like,
because
imagine us doing finance jobs.
No way.
Actually, stop it.
Although, actually, that probably would be realistically what I'd end up doing. It's the only thing I have contacts
you would,
in.
Yeah, you would probably get a job.
Is finance.
This is so true. Imagine if you work
I don't really
in
have
finance.
I don't have any contacts in fashion.
Imagine working in finance, literally.
I'd be so useless. I would just get fired.
You would literally get fired, though, serious.
I'd just be sat there looking on the Zara website until my boss came over.
Okay, how long did it take you to save up for your gap year, or does social media cover the costs?
I'm going to be honest, we basically just spent not all our savings. We just used the money from our savings but obviously, because we were working while we were away, we earned it all back.
Yeah.
So really, all that's happened is we've probably spent...
We've spent
some of our salary from this year.
We've probably just, like...
We've kept it. I don't even want to know how much...
I don't want to know.
I would rather just never...
I don't look at my bank account anymore.
No, but when... You know, the accountant at the end of the year, they tell you what you've spent on each thing. So say you spent this much on fashion, this much on food,
but
this
I don't
much
know
on
that, Grace. I don't want to know
travel.
That.
So imagine how high the travel is going to be, and the food, and even the fashion. So why I'm acting like we don't buy clothes?
Oh, that's what I hate. It's when the accountant tells
me. I don't want to know. But
I don't want to know.
I just think money comes back. Freedom, time. This time of life doesn't come back. So we just
memories
did our gap
are
year.
Worth it,
yes,
I think.
Memories are worth
money.
More than money.
100%.
But obviously, if we've spent
I don't want to think
I don't want to know. But the main thing is we've still got the savings we started with. We've not just spent all our money.
Yeah.
So it's all good.
But you got to think, like, we started earning money when we were about 12, 13. And then obviously we've not had to move out or really spend on anything.
No, we've not had bills to pay.
Rent to pay.
Yeah, rent was not due.
So we've kind of saved since we were 12.
It's going to be such a reality shock when we start next year.
Oh yeah, a lot of people have been asking us, like, are we still planning on moving to Paris? What's going on?
Yes, the answer is we're still set on Paris. After going to like 10 different cities, we still want to move to Paris next year.
I feel like I'm set on it more than ever.
Same.
Now I've experienced other places, I'm like, no, like, Paris is still the one.
And it's still what I want to do. And I went through a bit of a phase where I was like, oh, we should just do another gap year. But that's just not realistic life to do another gap year. And you've just got to pick your fate. We're lucky enough to be in a position where we can choose. We could do our job from any country. Obviously, we'd have to get... I've got my Irish passport and Grace has figured out a way to do it. So we're going to get there, but...
We're
not going to stop till I get there.
I found out, like, guys, I can get a year's visa. I know a lot of you were like, how am I moving there? Because obviously I'm not Irish. I can get a year's visa.
So it's all good.
And I can actually get it for more than a year. So I could stay out
there. So you could stay there and continue. And then I think if you've lived there for... Apparently, if you can prove you've been living in France for 5 years, you can get a French...
Citizenship.
I've seen that. So let's say for 5 years.
Imagine. Yeah.
I can't even speak it. This is really bad.
I've been asking about that.
And we're like stuck on it more than ever, and it's all I think about now.
Same.
Like, in my head, it sounds really bad, but summer's over.
Same, but it's not. Like, we still work.
It's August. It's the start of August. So summer's... We're in the middle of summer, for God's sake.
You sound like Demi.
Snap out of it, Grace. Summer's not really over.
Summer's not really over. Okay, would you ever start your own clothing line?
We would love to, but...
What a dream.
I think to start with, we'd love to collab with a brand.
Yes.
That would be... I think at the minute, we just don't have the time to be... I don't know how you... I don't, guys.
I wouldn't know where to start.
Where would you start? No, but actually, though.
No, but actually,
where would you start?
No.
No.
Where would you start? I think you have to find a manufacturing.
If I can't be bothered.
And then you have to find a designer.
And I just know if we did it, the clothes would turn out shit.
We have had opportunities to do collaborations in the past.
But we've turned them down.
Two opportunities.
We have one brand in particular that we would absolutely die to do a collab with.
Yeah.
So...
We don't settle. This is the thing about us. If we're going to bring something out, it's going to be good.
Yes.
It's going to be the best thing we've ever
I think
out.
For us, maybe it would make more sense to do some collabs with companies until maybe when we're like 25. I think that's a good age to start your own clothing line. Or maybe like just a bit older. Like, I just don't think we're... Like, if we can watch the... Like, if we did our own collection with a brand, we could then watch the production cycle, watch things get made.
How the people design.
Picking the fabrics, picking the... Like, actually doing the sketches. Like, we don't know half of it. So if we could do a couple collections with a brand, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
And then we get to see the process because we don't have a clue.
But I think before clothing line comes collaboration.
I think you've got to start somewhere. And also...
We're holding out for a brand, basically, because we've been offered it and we've not accepted because we have high expectations.
We've got one brand in particular.
Yeah, we're not going to bring out anything. Do you know what I mean?
No, we're choosing our favourite that's true to us.
I think we forget that we're literally 19.
I know.
Like, we're 19. Like, let's calm
down. I love being this age because I feel like we've still got our whole lives ahead of us.
Yeah.
But it must be scary being... But it shouldn't be scary being older.
No.
Because you've got more wisdom.
But, like, we forget that we're like, oh, we haven't got a clothing line yet. Girl, we're 19.
And I just know if we bought it out this age, we've had no experience. We don't know what to do. It would be a shit clothing line.
It would be a shit show.
It would be, like, just stuff we've picked from, like, a supplier and selling.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be actual designs. It'd be from a supplier.
It would be true to us.
Yeah.
So... We will eventually come out of the clothing line 100%, but don't expect it to.
Yeah, it's going to be in the far future.
And also, it can take up to like 4 years to come out of the clothing line, I've heard. So
we would like...
Minimum like 2 years.
Our goal first is to do a collab with a company.
Collaboration.
Maybe a couple of collabs with a company.
Yeah.
One in particular we want.
Yeah, so... Let's see how that one goes first, and then we'll start thinking about
a clothing line. All right.
Any tips on starting a platform, the best way to grow in content? Who knows anymore?
At the minute, it's TikTok. 100% it's TikTok.
Did you see the video that the Instagrammer came out?
What Instagrammer?
The man that owns Instagram.
What's he said?
He did a video being like, we've had a lot of complaints.
About Reels?
Yeah, about how like everyone thinks we're turning it into TikTok.
What did he say? Was he like, sorry, we're going to turn it back? Or no, was he like...
he's just like, well, we're trying new things. And the funny thing was, he uploaded it to Twitter as a video, and everyone was like, you can't even upload it on your own platform because you know it's not going to do well. Like, are you stupid?
The way it's going, it's people are just going to stop using Instagram.
I don't go on Instagram nearly as much as I used to.
So I personally think now, guys, if you want to become an influencer, TikTok is the way forward.
It used to be YouTube, then it was Instagram, and now it's
TikTok. I think we need to make more TikToks.
Yeah. We're sending one today.
Yes.
But yeah, it is TikTok, unfortunately.
Not unfortunately, there's nothing wrong with TikTok.
No, if anything, I'd
rather watch the videos on TikTok than
YouTube.
YouTube and Instagram, because you get the same stuff, but it's just
quicker.
I don't like the setup on Instagram.
Oh, I can't stand it. Like, I want to see my friends' pictures. Instead, I see random people's videos I don't follow.
Yeah, and also random people's posts.
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
You get really random.
I don't want to see
You know
that.
What I've noticed, though? They promote, like, people. It's quite good. They are promoted. Like, someone with, like, not that many followers will get on, like, the Explore page, which is your own feed now.
Mm.
And they'll get, like, loads of likes on a picture. And that will get them followers, if that makes sense.
So it's good for small creators.
It's good for small creators. But the creators that have been around for ages, they're not showing our photos. Literally, yeah, our engagement has gone down so much. And it's happened to everyone. So I'm not stressed because...
No. If it was just us, I'd be like...
It is, yeah, it's been like, oh, Lord.
No, but everyone's
it has happened to has absolutely everyone. Floor, so, yeah.
No, we both say so.
Sorry.
What is the planning process like for your trips? How do you decide where to go, what to do?
We're very spontaneous.
Very spontaneously.
We're very spontaneous. And then, like, yeah.
We decided we were going to go to Milan, like, 2 weeks before.
Oh, it was so stressful.
2 weeks before, we were going for a month in Milan.
It was so stressful.
We usually just, like... Well, I mean, the summer we kind of had planned. We knew we were going to go to the coast. We knew we were going to do the South of France.
Yes, but when we're there, we don't really have, like, really strict itineraries to follow.
No, Grace is in charge of, like, booking restaurants.
I book restaurants and I write lists of things to see or things to do.
Yeah, like bakeries and...
Mainly food.
Mainly food related, or, like, shops we need to go to or something.
Like vintage designer things and everything.
Yeah, we always have, like, an idea of our head of where we want to stay, usually. Like, okay, we want to do Saint-Tropez, we want to do...
Yeah, like, we always know... just knocked ourselves out on the microphone. We always know where we want to go. It's just what to do, where we are, and figuring out, like, how you get around and things like that.
My biggest tip is just book cars. Like, pre-book. Don't rely on taxis.
Because taxis will add a lot of money.
You will just get ripped off. Where are you going next? Oh, should we say? It's probably not that big of a reveal.
Let's just say.
For a week. We're going to Paris.
To look at apartments.
In September.
And to decide where we want to live. And just to live up Paris again. And
see,
this time.
Hotter weather.
Yes,
it's
it'll be
so
warm.
Hot right now.
It's going to, no, but in September it'll still be really hot.
It's literally,
so it's
like
gonna,
Spain.
It will be
right
like
now.
Summer.
But our main goal is we're going to go to loads of real estate places, walk in and be like, we're moving here in January.
But really, we need a furnished apartment.
Yeah, we need a furnished apartment because we can't be like fucking Facebook marketplacing those shit over.
I don't think they even have Facebook. Well, they might.
Yeah, there's an IKEA. That's all we know.
Yeah.
Grace tried to make us go in the IKEA for meatballs and I was like, Grace, we are not.
I mean, we could furnish an apartment, but then what are we going to do with the stuff?
Mm. It'd be a waste of money because then we'd have to just throw everything away. When we move back.
Yeah, we'd have to get... We could go to flea market.
It's going to be an intense week. A week
for
of
sure.
Trying to find an apartment, basically. So I
running around.
I can't do my visa until I have an apartment. It's quite stressful.
But can you put the address?
I need an address. This is the issue.
Yeah, but the problem is, Grace, the tenants... With Paris, you either... It's like any city. You get it immediately. You
yeah,
move in immediately.
We're going to have to just go to them and be like, hi, we want to move here in January. Do you have any apartments coming for January? Or, like, can you start sending us
yes.
emails? I don't know. It's going to be a week. Maybe we should vlog that. A Paris
hunting. Oh, yeah. Paris apartment hunting. Yeah, let's see that.
Okay. Well, I don't think we're going to be seeing apartments, actually, though, because...
Surely, we won't be seeing them.
No, those apartments will be...
We'll be going around locations and... But we kind of know...
We kind of know where we want to live.
Well, I'm not going to say in case we end up in one of them. But we kind of know where we want to live.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
How did you decide you wanted to go to fashion college? Was it as good as you thought it was going to be?
I mean...
We get requested so much to talk about
fashion college. I did like it. I just didn't feel very challenged by it. It was all a bit... It was all a bit easy.
I feel bad because we didn't really, like, have a full experience. Because
we didn't get the trips.
We didn't get the trips and we also missed a
we
year.
We barely went in, to be honest.
It was a two-year course and we missed a year because of COVID, so... It was basically...
We basically got the year course and then did the rest from home, which wasn't a lot.
And also, we became really good friends of all of our class in the first year, and then they decided just
They switched us all about, which so I thought was really out of order.
Really actually a dick move from them. So we weren't, like, close with any of our classmates in the second year.
So it was just a bit awkward.
So it was just a bit weird, to be honest.
I mean, I would go because it's a good course to do, but only go if you have a real interest in fashion, because there were so many people... in the college that didn't actually care about fashion. They just were there because it was 2 days a week.
Yeah. And then they ended up really struggling because it is quite easy, but there you have to do like a lot of work.
There's a lot of work, but it's easy work, I think.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
But like you have to really love it because otherwise you will just find it so boring.
You have to love fashion.
Don't go
because passionate
it's 2 days.
For fashion.
Yeah, don't go
because that's what so many people in our class did and it's like... That's just like a bit lazy. You're taking up the place of someone that would love to do fashion.
Exactly. I think it is a good college.
Yeah, I would definitely go.
I would recommend it.
It's a good gateway thing for... I think it's easy to get a distinction.
I mean, you're talking to two different students.
I think... And a distinction's equivalent to so many UCAS points. So it's a good, easy... If you want to do like an art uni or like a fashion course... Don't bother with A-levels if we're going to do fashion.
Absolutely not.
Just go to fashion college.
Yeah. I mean, it was fun. It was a good time.
It's good to have on our CV.
I would recommend it.
I would recommend it. But did we have the full best experience? Probably not.
No. No, we didn't. Because we were only there for a year.
Missed out on a lot. Missed out on the two fun trips.
What would you rate your experience? If, like, just forgetting about, like,
probably
COVID.
7 out of 10.
Like, for the actual place, 7.
Yeah, because I feel like the teachers, not all of them were very passionate about fashion.
Jason,
some of them... Jason was so passionate.
The best teacher ever.
But I feel like some teachers just were there for the sake of being there. They didn't really have that, like... But I guess that's the same in any school. Some teachers don't really care and, like, just do the bare minimum.
They're just there for, like, laughs.
But, like, yeah...
No, I agree. I think I'd rate it like a 7.5.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun. It's good to be independent. You spend your time in London.
It's nice to be in London. Only 2 days a week. You can work alongside it. So it's quite good for being freedom. But if you love being sociable, if you love being sociable, then don't go because
you'll
be quite lonely 3 days a week.
2 days a week.
No. You'll be lonely 3 days a week.
It's only 2-3 days. I was like, girl, it's 2 days.
You'll be a bit alone.
what places would you like to travel to in the future? We actually only have two more places for the rest of the gap year. One is Paris. And there's one other one.
One more. But other than that we haven't done on the gap year, I've been thinking about this actually.
Oh, go on.
Rome.
Yes.
Sicily.
Yes.
That's where Emma Legger went.
Yeah, I like Sicily.
We talk about Emilia way too much. She's just an icon.
She's an icon.
I don't really have much of an interest in Dubai, to be honest. I want to go back to Ibiza and do like a holiday
there.
Yeah,
we're only there for 24 hours. What about the place Kourtney Kardashian got married?
Portofino. Portofino. I'd like to go back to Lake Como in the summer when everything's open.
Yeah, we went in January.
So nothing was open. So couldn't even get an ice cream.
It was nutty, actually.
That's why we went.
I mean, it was
nuts. It was nice to see it, but I just know it'd be so much more beautiful in the summer.
Yeah.
Oh, Tokyo. I really want to go to Tokyo.
Or, like, Japan.
Yeah.
But I want to go... We always talk about this. We could not go us two.
No, we need to go with
boyfriends. A boyfriend or a brand. Like...
Yes. I just feel like I wouldn't... Well, no, it's not unsafe there, is it? It's actually probably more safe than...
It's really safe. It's just so different.
It's so different.
Like, the road signs, the tube, I just couldn't do it.
I don't know how we'd survive.
Yeah.
But I would love to go just to see, because I think it's such a different way of life.
It's like, something...
It's really futuristic as well.
Yeah.
So I'd really like to go to Tokyo.
For me, Australia is on my list.
Yeah, I would like to go to Australia.
But I don't think I'll do that for a couple of years. It's not like, I'm not like desperate to go to Australia. And the flight alone that is 24 hours really puts me off. Like, I don't like the idea of doing a 24-hour flight.
I mean, I think we could do it. It's just, I would like to go to Australia.
I don't think I'll do it for, it's not like I would have to do it next year. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not
do it
like,
at 21.
Yeah, I'm not desperate. I'll probably do it years to come. My sister's actually currently in Australia, guys.
Having the time of her life, I'm guessing.
She's having the best time. She's like, oh, life just has such a bigger meaning.
Does she not want to come back?
You know what she's like? Yeah, she's like, I'm going to live here. She's like, why? Aww. She's like, it just made me realise there's no stress in the world. Like,
the gap year. The gap year experience.
The gap year has taken, like, it's
the gap year.
The gap year.
Where else? Oh, I would like to go, you know, like the part of America that's like cowboys?
Texas?
Yeah, like Texas and like Nashville. Nashville, yeah. Tennessee.
Yeah, like Hannah Montana.
Yes.
I want to find my
cowboy hats and I want to listen to country
Billy
music.
Ray Cyrus.
Yes, Dolly Parton. Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville. I also want to do Coachella. That's on my list.
For Is it?
List.
Yeah.
For like life.
It just looks like so much money.
Only if Beyonce goes.
Oh, now I want to go Palm Springs actually. Now I've seen you. Like what it looks like.
Palm Springs.
Is there anywhere else in Italy we haven't been? I just think Italy. Oh, I'd like to go to Switzerland, actually. It's meant to be really nice.
Yeah, it's meant to be really pretty.
So there's quite a lot of places we still need. We could do another gap year with all these places.
Round two. Imagine.
God.
Is there anything you feel like you miss out when you're home, when you're travelling?
So what, when we're away, we're missing out?
What do we miss? What do you feel like we're missing out of in home? Maybe like meeting up with friends. We miss quite a lot of like
and like just dinners. because we're back doesn't mean they're free.
Yeah, because they're uni students.
So it's really hard to like find time to meet up with everyone.
Yeah.
But I do just think that's adult life anyway, and it's the same for their friends that are at different unis.
Because say if we had like a 9-to-5 job, it'd be the same thing.
Yes.
We'd be like, okay, we're not free.
Because here. The thing is as well, like they work during the summer, so. Like, a lot of my friends, if I say, oh, can you do something this weekend? They're like, oh, I can't, I'm working.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do when they're back from uni, so...
Yeah, that's just adult life, really.
It's adult life, and you just see each other when you can, and when you do, you really, like, appreciate it.
Yeah.
So I think maybe that, and then is there anything else?
We're always back for, like, birthdays.
Yes.
And things like that.
So there's nothing, like, really major we miss out on.
Like, if anything that gets me pissed off, I'm, like, obsessed with Thai... If my mum gets a tie and I'm out of the country, I'm like...
She's allowed a takeaway.
No, she's allowed a takeaway, but I'm like, oh my God, I wish
but
I was
not
eating,
a tie.
I wish I was eating that tie.
Yeah, it's the same with roast dinner. We did miss Father's Day.
Oh, yeah, we missed Father's
because
Day.
Because they weren't that bothered. It's not like their birthday.
Yeah.
And they all went out for a roast dinner and it looked like the most luscious.
I fucking love a roast.
The most lush. You never used to.
I used to go to Toby Carberry.
You want to?
Yeah.
Can we go?
Because they have veggie options, yeah.
I'm really happy you like a roast.
It's only a new thing.
We can make them when we move to Paris.
Yeah.
We can make roast dinner.
They might not have roast dinner in Paris.
No, we'll make it at home.
Because my grandparents live in Spain, and when they came over, they were like shook.
Desperate for a roast.
They're like, we don't get this in Spain.
It's to say, I feel like people hate on English food, but I love
a roast.
English Fish classics. Beans on toast. I missed beans so much in Paris.
Oh my God, yeah, you did. Yeah. Oh, you missed. Bring those things out. The other thing I would say, like, because when you're away, we do like, it's very, very full on.
It's full on with photos.
I miss, like, my own bed.
I miss having like a routine.
A lion.
Having space, because sometimes hotel rooms can be quite cramped.
Yeah, I miss like a chill day. That's the only thing I miss when I'm away.
Like, yeah, like not having to wear like makeup.
I'd love just to be in my pajamas in my bed right now. But it's worth it.
But I'm not complaining. God.
I'm complaining.
And also, the reason why we cram so much in on like even our month in Paris is because we knew we was only there for a month. So we're like, right, every day we're. But say we moved. When we moved to Paris.
It's going to be a lot.
It's going to be different because we can say, okay, we're going to have a content day, maybe shoot two or three outfits today, and then that tomorrow we'll have a cleaning day in the apartment, and we'll clean the apartment, and then maybe go on a nice walk in our gym kit or something.
We're going to have to find a gym.
Or we could just do hot girl walks. All I do on the treadmill anyway is walks. So we could just do it on the streets and track. Oh my God, so basically I saw this thing, and for hot girl walks you can, it sounds so ridiculous, I know it's the phrase hot girl walks is going to sound so cringe in a few years, but people for their hot girl walks, they put their earphones in and you can get 10k steps in, and there's a playlist of different songs on YouTube, and it's like an hour and 40 minutes because that's how long 10,000 steps is, and you can just listen to like whatever kind of music you want.
Yeah, good idea.
And it times you, so
that's what we're going to have to do,
as long as that, yeah, because there's no point we're gonna save our money. We could get a gym membership because we're not gonna want to do.
Depends how much the gym is.
And if it's cold, get us in. If it's cold, we're gonna want to go in a gym. We're not gonna want to walk the streets.
Walk the streets.
Hot go walk.
Hot go walk. How do you get inspiration for your Instagrams?
Pinterest and other people. I mean, I think recently, like, we've been quite focused on our feed. Like, I've noticed you've started doing the feed post as well. You know, when you post, like, a picture of shoes.
Yeah.
Or a picture of... Like, we've been quite into that recently.
I think it also just, like, going away, there's so much you could get pictures of. Like, there's so many pretty backgrounds. It's so, like, easier than when you're in London.
Yeah, exactly.
In London, we're like, where the fuck...
We have to, like, run into Chanel, take a picture of some shoes and run out.
Yeah. Whereas when you're travelling, there's just everywhere so stunning.
Yeah, exactly. It's fun to have different things on your feed. Like, it just makes it... look more pretty, I guess.
Do you care
about
colours? I can't post that, it's not the right colour.
Yeah, I whack a black and white filter on if it's too colourful. I'm very, very specific with... But then actually, when I look at my feed, it's not all beige. I need to work on this more. Should I put it back on, or do you think it's enough?
I like having the same, like, colouring.
Yeah.
Like, my favourite was Amalfi.
Oh, my favourite feed's Amalfi as well.
Because mine was so bright. But all the colours were like the same palette.
I look back and I think that's our best content.
100%. What are your holiday essentials that you didn't realise you needed? For me, a robe.
I didn't have room. I knew this.
Yeah, you knew you would need a robe.
And I didn't have any room for it in my suitcase, so I pulled it out.
I would struggle without a robe.
I just would get dressed naked.
Yeah. Like, we had like a flat in Saint-Tropez. With the window was like the whole street.
A man saw me start naked in the window.
Like,
because I just forgot.
Yeah, you need a silk robe.
100%.
That's like actually my number one.
Silk robe.
I was gonna say
like those packing cubes, because you can then
brilliant. They're brilliant.
For us, we were traveling around, so if I was in one place for 2 weeks, I would get everything out the suitcase and hang it up and have all the clothes there so I can see them. But because we'd stay in a place for like 3 nights, you can't really do that. And then it got very confusing with the dirty things and the clean things, and it just all got a bit much.
I have packing cubes for South of France.
And did it make a lot of difference?
Oh my God, it was the best thing I could have done.
I'm definitely going to buy some packing cubes. 100%.
Like, oh, I want a dress. Graves would be searching for a whole suitcase for a dress.
Yeah, I'd be like rummaging.
I'd just pull it out.
Ransacking
like,
the
suitcase. All my dresses are in this cube.
You'd be like flexing.
It's so much easier.
This is my dress. Yeah, but I just know I wouldn't stick to the cubes.
You'd have to, otherwise.
There's no point. I just know what I'm like. And I, like at the start of the trip, I had like all my clothes on one side and then my like utensils and like utensils. No,
what?
Like, I mean, I mean like shoes and straighteners and makeup bag. And yeah, then it all just utensils. Became disheveled. Yeah, I'm not a chef.
Have either of you ever been close to having a boyfriend?
No.
No. I think you've got quite close than I have.
Yeah, just like...
I've never gone on more than one date with someone.
In my, like, adult life, I'm talking beyond 18, the most amount of dates I've gone on with someone was 3 dates. But that's not really close to having a boyfriend, is it? Yeah.
Yeah. But I think the closest you've ever been was when you were, like, 17.
Yes.
And you went on, like, how many? Like, 5
Not dates. Even that many. It's just... Yeah.
Probably 5.
No, not 5 dates. Went on 3 as well.
Oh.
So the closest I've ever had...
It's 3 dates.
It's 3 dates, but I don't consider any dating before I was 18.
Why?
Because I just think you're a child.
Yeah.
Like, I think your dating life starts at 18.
Yeah, I get you, actually.
Any, like, relationship you have... Well, not that I had any before, but I feel like, yeah, I only consider...
that time, though.
It's I had no, and especially where we're going, our last location as well.
Yeah, and we're there for 2 months, so I feel like our time's going to come next year.
Oh, for sure. But Paris, I also don't want a boyfriend, so let's not let it go too far.
Let's take it too far.
So maybe 4 or 5 dates max.
Max, but not then not life.
Tell him, boy, bye. I said that ironically. Please.
No, guys, she was being serious.
I said that ironically. Please.
Please.
It's not funny. I've got school.
Please, please. Did you plan out to be influencers, or did you randomly just start social media?
So, guys, we started.
Here's our story.
The ripe age of 12.
Mad.
12 years old.
Mad.
And then we started getting followers probably age 13. And we had an innocent YouTube channel.
Testing, it was, our first video. And
it, our
testing.
Videos were so bad.
What was it? Testing Portuguese.
Portuguese food.
Food.
And then all of a sudden we started gaining loads of subscribers. And then somehow we've managed to keep our followers throughout the years until now.
Years.
I don't know how we...
6, 12...
I don't know how you guys have stuck around.
7 years.
It's mad. You know, it's 7 years, August 31st, the day I get back from...
That's actually sick.
Should we go out for dinner?
Yeah. How's it been 7 years? Well, nearly 7 years.
7 years is basically 10 years.
Basically.
Like, say we had a baby then, which wouldn't have been possible. Actually, you can have a baby at 13. It'd be 7. Like a fully grown child.
That's disgusting. But we never planned to be influencers. We just... both love YouTube, so we just started testing makeup.
And we do like really cute, innocent videos. Like, it would just be filmed on an iPhone.
Yeah.
And but we did it every. We were really dedicated to it. We did it every single week.
Yeah.
Because we both
had no social life.
We both this was a YouTube heyday. Yeah, we didn't meet up with anyone apart from each other. And we'd do shop. We'd film a video in the morning, then we'd go shopping together. We'd have sleepovers on Friday night and watch and do horse riding.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'd come back. We'd have a Domino's pizza.
Yeah.
And we'd watch a movie. Oh, I do miss those days. But we can do that again when we go to Paris. Yeah.
And then Saturday morning we film.
Yeah.
And then we go shopping. And then usually film the shopping. Memories.
Oh, it's so cute. And that was our little routine. And we were happy.
We were really happy. We had no social life.
Those were the days.
Never went to parties.
No, but our social life was each other. Like, we were each other's best mate. And, yeah, we just would film something every week. And we'd have like a breakdown of 1 week we didn't film something.
We'd be like, oh shit, our 25 subscribers.
Yeah, no, and there's videos of us going, thank you so, so much for 25 subscribers. We really want to get to 30 by Christmas.
Yeah.
And Christmas was like 2 months away.
And I don't think we even got it, did we? Did we get 30 for Christmas?
I hope we did.
I bet we
for
like
our little breaks.
I bet we were like, oh my God.
No, for our little hearts. Bless her.
And then we got signed to our manager who we're with now when we were 13.
So really, yeah, we've been with them for years.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's pretty much.
We
and then somehow
influencers though.
No, we didn't No, the word influencer, when we... It was YouTuber.
Yeah, it wasn't a thing.
The word influencer didn't exist. Like, I don't even know when that word started.
It was just, oh, you do YouTube. You're a YouTuber.
Yeah, you're a YouTuber. That's what it was back then.
Or an Instagrammer.
Yeah.
We were just... And then we just...
No, you know what it was? It was you're either a YouTuber or you're an Instagram model.
Yeah.
And then there was Musical.ly-ers. But
oh, Musical.ly.
No, it wasn't like... It was like TikTok in a way, but it wasn't... Like TikTok, if that makes sense. It was more like you were either famous or you weren't.
Yeah.
No one...
Like Baby Ariel.
...blew up in the same way you do on TikTok.
What a time.
Honestly.
But also, I always think this. Like, when we filmed our first video, we didn't really know each other that well.
No, so what if we turn out to be nice?
Like, we've now been, like, stuck together for, like, 7 years. We're
stuck together like glue.
Like, what about if one of us was a bit weird or, like, we just didn't get along? Because we didn't know each other that well.
No, and, like... People do change in 7 years. Change. Really, it's like us being... It's a bit like us being boyfriend and girlfriend for 7 years from the age of 13.
Yeah, like, people change.
Because we do everything together. Like, we work together. We... Our friends are the same.
Our friends are exactly... Like... We school together. We're going to live together.
Or one of our mums together. Could have been a nightmare mum and, like...
Yeah.
Push the other into doing things or, like...
One of us can be really sneaky and try to get jobs.
Yeah. Like, or, like...
You just don't know.
I don't even know. Or, like, one of us could have gone really... quirky and like it just wouldn't have worked anymore. I think we've done well to keep everything going. Like, we've moved platforms, like now we do TikTok as well, like, and I think that is a secret to, you know,
you have to adapt. Like, now it's reels,
and like, this is why we're not the biggest fan of Instagram reels, but that is what Instagram shows your followers. So in order to, you know, stay
relevant,
you have to do it.
We, like, refused to download TikTok for the first, like, couple of months. It was a big thing. We were like, oh, we're not doing that.
And no, we refused to do it. And then eventually... And actually, if we'd done it sooner, we probably would have gained more followers.
Nice one.
But, yeah.
Nice one.
Remember that one.
But, yeah. What a Q&A.
I know. We've really answered a lot of questions. I feel like it's been a 40-minute Q&A. We've never done something that long on YouTube. Because normally you crop out the rambly bits, but with this doesn't get edited, so...
Yeah.
Well, it does get edited, but not in the way YouTube does. Like, YouTube, you'd crop
even
down
a 12 minutes.
Yeah, you'd crop down a 40-minute to a 20-minute at most.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Thanks so much for asking your questions, guys.
And let us know what else you'd like us to film, because we have two more to do before we go away on holiday. We're going away with our families to Spain.
And they aren't the travel theme, so let us know, like, what you want us to discuss on here.
Yeah, literally anything.
We're open.
Absolutely anything.
And we'll see you next Monday.
Bye. Mwah.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.